On this edition of Rockstar Interviews here on The Drive in Chicago, it's an honor to speak with a true legend, the record holder for the song played on the radio more times than any other, the baritoned voice and singer of You've Got That, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, one half of the Righteous Brothers, Mr. Bill Medley. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. How's everything in Chicago?
Everything is great in Chicago, and I know you're going to be back in this neck of the woods very soon. I do want to talk about your two upcoming shows here in the Chicago area this month. But first, I just want to dive into your story. After you lost your partner, Bobby Hatfield, it must have felt that it would be artistically impossible for any sort of continuation of the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah, it never, it didn't ever dawn on me to reform the Righteous Brothers. I mean, Bobby Hatfield is pretty hard to replace, and I don't think you can replace him. My new partner is doing a great job filling in and bringing the music, you know, to the people that still want to hear it. And but I was, I'd had a lot of guys in the business telling me, got to keep the reform the Righteous Brothers and keep that music alive. And I heard Bucky sing, and he was singing in a show a couple of Journey songs, and he just killed it. And I said, wow.
Yeah, he's got the higher register voice. Now you're speaking with your new partner, Bucky Hurd. Long time in the making that you two got together professionally, but you had been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we've been friends for about 15, 16 years now, and that was one of the reasons that I thought it would be a good idea, because we were friends, good friends, and I knew what kind of a guy he was, and I just knew it would be a great fit. Like I say, you know, pretty big shoes to fill.
Right.
And, but he's doing. He was a real big Bobby Hatfield fan, anyway.
Okay.
And so it kind of fell in pretty comfortable.
That's perfect. Now there's a great story as we go back to the beginnings of the Righteous Brothers of how the Righteous Brothers became the name of your new duo back in 1962. What's the story on that?
Well, we were working, Bobby and I got together probably in about, 61. and we were working a small club called John's Black Derby. There was five of us, and we were called the Paramours. And it was very white, Orange County back in those days. But there was an El Toro Marine base there, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the club singing rhythm and blues. So they started coming down, and they had a saying that if you had a real nice-looking car or jacket or whatever, it'd say, boy, what a righteous-looking car, which meant good.
That's righteous. And of course it does.
His friend would call you brother. So they started calling us the Righteous Brothers. When they would see us, they'd say, hey, Righteous Brother, how you doing? Which really meant good friend. And I wrote a song, Little Latin Loopy Lou, and we needed a name, and we decided to go with the name that the Marines have been calling us.
Well, that's a beautiful story, and I love it a lot. Now, Bill Medley is who we're speaking with here on Rockstar Interviews. Now, you can't perform a show and not do the song, I've Had the Time of My Life, the song from Dirty Dancing that you did with Jennifer Warnes. Luckily, singing talent runs in your family.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God my daughter. we have three singers, background singers. My daughter's one of them, and then she comes down and sings I've Had the Time of My Life with me, which is really strange because she was being born at the same time I recorded it.
Yeah, right.
What goes around comes around.
It's beautiful, and I know your fans want to see you perform again. I want to talk about your shows, but I'm going to string the people along a little bit here because I'm enjoying talking to you so much about your past and your legacy. But movies have been very good to you, or maybe I should say you have been very good for movies. Your music, Righteous Brothers, is very cinematic. You got songs from Ghost and Top Gun and Of course, Dirty Dancing, as I mentioned.
Yeah, we were a real blessed. Top Gun came out first, and we didn't even know the song was in the movie until we went to see the movie. Of course, I knew about. Yeah, pretty surprised.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Boy, you know that your song's in that movie." And same thing with Ghost. We didn't know that they put Love and Feeling in Ghost. And, of course, I knew about Time of My Life,
right,
written for the movie. And what a wonderful, incredible gift.
Yes.
I mean, my God, yes. I mean, back in 1990, we were as hot as we had ever been.
Yep, and that's quite a legacy considering how far back you go. And I just, you know, I would probably not be doing my job properly if I didn't ask you about some of the times that you spent with the infamous producer Phil Spector, who signed the Righteous Brothers and resulted in the song Love and Feeling. And any stories can you share with me?
Any stories I can tell you? Now, you know what everybody expects, me to sit there. Tell some really strange story. He was very good with us, and we weren't sure that he was going to be the right producer, but because he was mainly had done girl groups,
yeah,
Ronettes,
right,
sure, and all that, and so when we worked with him, he was very easy to work with. He worked us hard,
right,
but that was okay because it just kept getting better and better, and Love and Feeling is probably one of the great produced records,
Okay.
Certainly in that era.
Right.
And so he was great. I think he wanted people to think that he was
going to pull a gun on you.
No, he never pulled a gun.
Well,
on me.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah, very good.
It's very good. Yeah. So, the Righteous Brothers are back, and here's where I want to tell everybody about your upcoming shows here in the Chicago area.
Cool.
Two shows. You will be performing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie on July 19th of 2019, and you will be at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on July 23rd. I know that's what this is all about. I want to make sure all your fans know about it. I don't want people to say, "Oh my God, Bill Medley and the Righteous Brothers were in town and I never found out." So everybody go, relive the memories of some of the songs that are cornerstones to the music we all love. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's so fortunate that your partner, Bobby Hatfield, was still around for the induction ceremony, because it wasn't long after that we lost him.
Yeah, we went into the Hall of Fame in March 2003, and Bobby passed away in November,
mm-hmm,
2003, and so yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful that he was there.
Again, the two shows in the Chicago area: North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, July 19th; Arcata in St. Charles, July 23rd. An amazing pleasure to speak with you, Mr. Bill Medley. Thank you so much for being on the Drive's Rockstar Interviews.
Thank you very much, and if you get a chance to come out to one of the shows, come by and say hi.